Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. In case you're wondering,
TonySwayMusic.com, ChinchillaMusic.net, collabo.
Let's go. I ain't perfect. I never claim to be, but even in my imperfections, you still stay with me. I was thinking that this bachelor life just ain't for me. Then like a gift from God, you appeared to me. On the surface, we weren't what we appeared to be. Then God peeled back the layers, so we both could see. If we gon' make this thing work, then he's the key. Look in the mirror, still don't see what you see in me. And I ain't got the words to tell you what I see in you. But just the thought of losing you, it make me lose my cool. My word is true, it's the world against me and you. And if you ever question if I do, I wrote this song to tell you. If you wonder if I care about you, I just wanna tell you I do. Tell you I do. And if you wonder if I need you, why you think I call you my boo? I call you my boo. I know sometimes I don't treat you the way a man's supposed to. I do the things I'm supposed to do. So if you wonder if I love you, I just wanna tell you, I just wanna tell you I do.
I do. I do.
Just like our wedding day, I put a ring on it, I knew it, I said watch them hate, telling lies about me, that I'm being fake, they never been in love before, so they can't relate, you got me all in my feelings like my name was Drake, first time I saw you got this feeling that I couldn't shake, to another place, your love takes me away, by your side do or die, this is where I wanna stay, if you wonder if I care about you, I just wanna tell you I do. Tell you I do. And if you wonder if I need you, why you think I call you my boo? I call you my boo. I know sometimes I don't treat you the way a man's supposed to. I do the things I'm supposed to do. So if you wonder if I love you, I just wanna tell you I just wanna tell you I do.
I do.
In front of the world,
I'm telling you,
to death do us part, it's just me and you. In front of the world,
in front of the girl,
I'm telling you.
To
death do us part, it's just me and you. If you wonder if I care about you, I just wanna tell you I do.
Tell you I do.
And if you wonder if I need you, why you think I call you my boo? I call you my boo. I know sometimes I don't treat.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. I want to thank God for everybody that's called in,
everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is Elder Andre Prevost. We want to welcome y'all to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And we just want to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in. Praise God. If you want to hear that song or any other songs off of the Royal Priesthood album, just go to YouTube and type in the Black Prince of Preachers. Praise God, the Black Prince of Preachers. Amen. You can go to our page and you can listen to and download any one of those songs you like. If you're interested in any music that you hear here on the Anointed Truth of Christ, you can just inbox us at revprevost@gmail.com. If you have a request for any song that you hear on this program, amen, we'll get that out to you. Praise God. Let's go ahead and get this thing going and open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being present with us on the line tonight. You said in your word that when two or more come together and agree upon a thing, that you will be in the midst. You will be in the middle, and we thank you. for being in the middle of this on tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit to fill this line on tonight and that you have your way. Lord, we continue to worship you. We continue to praise your name. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, once again, we thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide. Hallelujah, and uncensored. And this is our More Than an Hour of Power segment. Hallelujah, featuring our very own Sister Valencia Scott. She will be coming forth and bringing forth the word from God later on in the program. Praise God. Right now, we want to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies and our prayer requests on tonight. Amen. And you know, we always come out of the book of Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. What is God? He made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In the King James, it says, all ye land. Hallelujah. All ye land, meaning everybody. Hallelujah, meaning nobody's excluded, hallelujah, from this declaration. Praise God, hallelujah. We have to say this because in this day and time, we have people arguing over who the chosen people are, hallelujah, who the real saints are, hallelujah, who the real Christians are, who going to get into heaven and who ain't going to get into heaven. Praise God, hallelujah, who's qualified, amen, and all this other stuff going around, who's the real Hebrew, who's the real descendant. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Lord said, well, King David, hallelujah, amen, when he was writing a psalm, amen, he didn't exclude anybody. He didn't say, hallelujah, amen, being the king of Israel, hallelujah. He didn't say, shout with gladness to the Lord, O Israel, hallelujah, O Judea, hallelujah, shout with joy to the Lord, hallelujah. No, he said, O earth, all ye lands, everywhere, hallelujah, praise God, nobody, amen, is excluded. Hallelujah. This has to be spoken about, praise God, so that you know that you're not excluded. Hallelujah, amen. Because the devil has tried to tell somebody you were raised in the wrong family. Hallelujah, you grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. Hallelujah, you didn't come up in the right religion. Amen, you were born the wrong skin color. Hallelujah, you were born the wrong gender. Amen, the devil tries to tell you all of these things to tell you that you are not a child of God. Praise God, hallelujah. But the Bible tells we are all children, hallelujah, of God. If we choose to believe it and accept it, hallelujah, by faith, that's what we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when David says, amen, shout, amen, with joy to the Lord, O earth, hallelujah, he is letting us know that nobody is excluded from coming to the throne. Praise God. Before it was the cross, hallelujah, that Jesus hung on, amen, nobody was excluded from coming from it. Nobody is excluded from being washed, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we get into the New Testament, we learn, hallelujah, amen, there's no more Jew and Gentile. Hallelujah. No more male and female. No more Protestant, this, that, and the other thing. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. In other words, we all are the one umbrella. Hallelujah, amen, because we all qualify, because we all have sinned. Hallelujah, and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. So it ain't by where you're from. Hallelujah. It ain't by who your mama and daddy is. It ain't about what religion you was raised in. It ain't about what gender you were born. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's about your belief. What do you believe tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you believe, Hallelujah. As the Bible says that you are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. If you believe that Jesus did die for your sins, hallelujah, you can come before the throne tonight and you can give God glory. Hallelujah. You got somebody out there got a testimony that's going to encourage somebody else to let them know they're a child of God too. And if he did it for you, hallelujah, he'll do it for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you have a request, that I want you to know, amen, that nobody's excluded from coming to the throne of grace, hallelujah, and asking a request from God. Hallelujah. Nothing you've done, hallelujah, is keeping you from coming, hallelujah, amen, to God and saying, God, this is what I need. Hallelujah, God, this is what I request. Hallelujah, God, I need you to make a way this way. I need you to make a way that way. Hallelujah, because the devil will keep you from getting your blessing by telling you God don't want you coming to him. Hallelujah, you're not worthy. Hallelujah, to come before the throne of grace. Praise God, you wasn't raised the right way to come before, hallelujah, the throne of grace. Amen, you're the wrong gender. Hallelujah, come before the throne of grace. Who do you think you are? Hallelujah, but to come before the throne of grace. But I'm here to let you know today, hallelujah, that when Jesus died, the Bible says that the veil that separated us from God ripped from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah, meaning there's no more separation. Anybody can come to the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah, with a request. You can come with a prayer request or with a testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I'm going to open up the line at this time. If anybody has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, feel free. The line, hallelujah, is now open. Praise God. Will there be one tonight? Will there be one? Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. With a prayer. Amen. And if you maybe you decide you want to testify later on, we will be opening up, hallelujah, the floor once again for testimonies and prayer requests after the word of God has gone forth. Praise the Lord on tonight. But we're going to go to the throne of grace with a prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to hear a song. And immediately after the selection, hallelujah, we will be hearing the voice of our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. None other than our very own, hallelujah, sister, Valencia Scott. So we're going to say a prayer. We're going to hear a selection. And then we will be in the hands of the woman of the hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you can supply those needs, Lord. Hallelujah. We come before you as humble as we know how. Hallelujah, asking that you do what you said you would and provide according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight for everything you've done and everything that you're going to do. Lord, we ask that you touch the woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth your word. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah, anoint her lips with clay to speak nothing but your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to release into the atmosphere. And Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. The next voice you will hear after the selection will be none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott.
We are more than we are. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello to everyone that's on the line, to Elder, to First Lady, all the saints in attendance on tonight. Let me go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I just want to thank you for allowing us to be on the line one more time, Father God, to hear the word of God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray just continue to strengthen me to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. I pray that you have me behind the cross, Father. I pray that you speak to me, through me. And Father God, I pray someone be encouraged on tonight. I pray that someone will be healed, delivered, and set free on tonight for your glory, God. And I just thank you, God, that you are worthy to be praised. In your precious Son Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And the word I'm going to bring about tonight, saints, I'm going to be talking about jealousy. I already sent it to Elder what I was going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about jealousy. I'm going to be talking about Saul, and I'm also going to be talking about David as well. So let me start out jealousy. The definition for jealousy is defined as very watchful or careful in guarding or keeping a resentful envious. Envy is defined as feeling of discontent, ill will because of another's advantages, possessions, etc. Resentful, dislike, or of another who has something that one deserves. Jealousy has a stronger emotion attached. I'm about to be talking about Saul and David. Saul is a king. He has the honor of being Israel. First king. But his life turned into tragedy for one reason. Saul, he did not trust God. King Saul lost God's favor because of disobedience. Sin offends God. Saul looked like royalty. He was tall, handsome, noble. He became king when he was 30 years old, and he reigned over Israel for 42 years. Saul disobeyed God when he failed to complete and destroy the Amalekites and all of their possessions as God commanded. Saul, as God's anointed king, was responsible for keeping that commandment. Sometime later, David killed Goliath. Saul became jealous of David because people made more of David's single victory than Saul. Saul went into rage and became jealous of David from the moment he plotted to have David killed. I'm going to do 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And everybody already know about David. David's the man that's after God's own heart. David is very powerful. He's a very anointed man of God, very true man of God. Lady Prevo, can you give me those scriptures that I sent to you, please?
Amen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead, woman of God.
Oh, okay. It said, after Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 able young men from all Israel and set out to look for David. And his men were near the crags of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pens along the way. A cave was there, and Saul went into relieve himself. David and his men were far back in the cave. The men said, this is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish. Then David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterward, David was conscience-stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. He said to his men, the Lord forbade that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord. With these words, David sharply rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went his way. Then David went out of the cave and called out to Saul, my lord, the king. When Saul looked behind him, David bowed down and prostrated himself with his face to the ground. He said to Saul, why do you listen when men say David is bent on harming you? This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord delivered you into my hands in the cave. So some urged me to kill you, but I spare you. I said, I will not lay my hand on my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, look at this piece of your robe in my hand. I cut off the corner of your robe, but did not kill you. See that there is nothing in my hand to indicate that I am guilty of wrongdoing or rebellion. I have not wronged you, but you are hunting me down to take my life. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me. But my hand will not touch you. As the old saying goes, from evildoers come evil deeds, so my hand will not touch you. Against whom has the king of Israel come out? Who are you pursuing? A dead dog? A flea? May the Lord be our judge and decide between us. May he consider my cause and uphold it. May he vindicate me by delivering me from your hand. When David finished saying this, Saul asked, is that your voice, David, my son? And he wept aloud. You are more righteous than I, he said. You have treated me well, but I have treated you badly. You have just now told me about the good you did to me. The Lord delivered me into your hands, but you did not kill me. When a man finds his enemy, does he let him get away unharmed? May the Lord reward you well for the way you treated me today. I know that you will surely be king and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will not kill off my descendants or wipe out my name from my father's family. So David gave his oath to Saul. Then Saul returned home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. Amen.
Amen. Amen. David respected David respected God's anointed king. Despite several opportunities, he refused to harm Saul. Now Samuel the prophet had died, and Saul was so desperate that he wanted to talk to Samuel the prophet. He saw a medium, which is pretty much, he saw a witch, which brought disaster for Saul. Saul lost his sons, and he committed suicide. I'm talking about the spirit of jealousy. And these are the type of things that happen when people have the spirit of jealousy. When you start wanting what somebody else wants, it's a problem. Because look how, okay, Saul, he's a king. Okay, God, he's anointed. God chose Saul. Being that he shouldn't even allow the same thing. Because just as Saul was powerful, David was powerful as well. Now, Saul kept messing up because he kept on being disobedient. Now, God then gave Saul many chances to give it right. He'll tell Saul to go do something. Saul would do it his own way. God would give Saul another opportunity. Saul would still do it his own way. The Lord would give Saul one more opportunity, and Saul still did it his way. Saul thought that he was God. That was Saul's problem. He thought that he was God. Okay, well, God give us like stuff like favor, anointing. These are the things that God give us. These are not our things. Did you hear when I was reading? Automatically, when David did one thing, when he defeated Goliath, that's automatically when he started hating on David. And this is what we deal with on a daily basis. People full of anointing, which you don't know what a person had to go through to even get that. You don't even have a reason to be jealous. And I say it all the time. If you're jealous of something somebody else has, that means you don't know who you are. Because if you know who you are in God, you would never be jealous of nobody because you would know for a fact that God has given you certain gifts. But Saul became jealous of David. And yes, David is a man that's after God's own heart. And when people are jealous of you, saints, they want everybody not to like you. They want everybody to talk about you. Like Saul wanted his sons to turn on David. They didn't want to turn on David because they're like, David did not do anything, Dad. Like, what's your problem? That was the devil. Mm-hmm. That's what the devil used Saul. And that's what happened. People got to hear, asked David to play their heart so to calm down those doggone demons that was in Saul. That's what happened when you get in self. That's what happened. I'm telling y'all, saints. That's why God don't bless us fast like we have. That's what he's going to do. He give us a little bit of power. Like I told y'all, I'm talking about the God that we serve so good, child. He gave Saul a chance after chance. Every time he told Saul to do something, Saul put a twist in it. Saul did what he wanted to do. And God is still so good. He sent the prophet like, he like, prophet Samuel, don't tell this boy that he's still not doing what I said to. That's how the type of God that we serve. He will send somebody and say, you're not doing it right. Do it this way. And God gives us chances after chances after chances. Ain't no right to be jealous of David because Saul is already powerful. But when you're not doing what thus says the Lord, the right way, I say do it the way that God can do it. That spirit of jealousy was creeping. And that spirit of jealousy creeped in so bad that I had no dealing with Saul. Saul could not even hear God's voice no more than he saw a doggone medium, which was a witch. Because I didn't just read the story. I looked at the story. He wanted to talk to the prophet. You can't go be talking to somebody that's dead. And you say you a man of God. You want to see a medium? You want to see a witch? Because he couldn't hear from God. God was speaking to him no more. Well, he wasn't listening anyway. Look, God know we listen or not. I'm talking about the spirit of jealousy. It crept in. It's slowly starts creeping in. When you think in your mind that somebody's doing better than you, that little spirit of jealousy, because you think they're doing better than you, don't ever want what nobody else got. Don't ever want what the Lord has for you. Don't ever become envy of what somebody else has. Don't get jealous of what somebody else has. It's something gonna creep in. Okay, something gonna creep in, because not only was he jealous, he wanted this man dead. He wanted David dead. And what did David do to Saul? Nothing. Do nothing to Saul. And he could have killed Saul. He was that close up on Saul. He cut a piece of his robe and showed him, look, I could have killed you. And he did. And guess what? It's that same Saul. That's why God didn't have no more dealings with him. God was using him for his glory. But like I said again, when your pride, when your ego get in the way, when you start thinking that you God, when you start thinking, oh, you Alpha and Omega, huh? Look what happened to Saul. Not only did Saul put his children in danger because they were fighting when his son got killed. And then Saul killed himself. You kill yourself, you ain't going to heaven. So he was already here suffering that he died and go to heaven. This is what happened. Talking about the spirit of justice. This is what happened when you allow things to creep into your inner man. I always say, it's a good thing. Always support your brothers and sisters. And I always know when God say he's going to do something, you better know that God is going to do something for you. But God's going to do it in his timing. You don't have a reason to be jealous of nobody else. Like I said, if you truly know who you are in God, I promise you, you're going to be. Because you know what gifts you have. You know the power and authority that God has given you. You know your own anointing. You won't get jealous. You won't become envy when you know who you are in God. But when you really don't know who you are in God and you need validation from people, oh, that spirit of justice is going to creep in. It's going to creep in. And it's creeping it in. That's why God gave me this, y'all, about the justice, about Saul and David. I'm telling you, God get tired. He get tired. He be like, okay, you begging me for this. You want this. You say you want this. You want this. Yeah, I get it to you. Why you want to do what I say do? That's how we do, God. We be telling God like God don't know. God know when we tell the truth, y'all. God know when we lie. He's like, okay, I'm allowed this to happen, but I already know what she or he going to do. You think God did not know that Saul wasn't going to do what he's going to do? Did not know what Saul was going to do. He is so good. He shouldn't have this. The God we serve is so good. He said, Saul messed up. God said, I'm going to give you another chance. He said, he still messed up. God was still with Saul. But God left Saul when he just wouldn't listen to God. That's when God left. It's a saying, if God seems too far, who moves? God can't speak to you, baby, if you think you're God. You use the power and authority that God has given you, and you're not going to obey God's voice. So that's what Saul messed up, but he put it on David. And guess what? Saul, what he did is he got that power. He took his eyes off God. Don't take your eyes off God. Because even though what I love about, I'm telling you, it never changes about David. Even though David is, you know, H-O-E, he got delivered, but he's a H-O-E. But he is a man that after God's own heart. What I love about David, when David sinned, when Nathan said, you sinned, David. David said, I sinned. David went and repent. He prayed. He cried out to God. And he didn't do it no more. That's repentance. Repentance ain't saying, okay, I ain't going to do that no more. You keep doing it. That ain't no true repentance. When David repented, he didn't do it no more. David is a man that has a God's heart. That's what made David so unique. That's what made David so different. But that didn't mean that David was better than Saul. That's just the way that Saul took it. That's the way that Saul looked at it. You got to be careful how you look out of your eyes. You got to make sure you got your spiritual eyes on at all times, because you'll be looking at something the wrong way. He has no reason to be jealous because he's anointed as well. But when you're not doing what thus says the Lord, jealousy gonna creep in. It's gonna creep in. You're gonna start wondering what somebody, he started looking at David. He thought like David was better. Nobody ever said that David was better. They didn't say that. People just drew to David. They liked that David. That did not mean that something was wrong with Saul. But that's how the enemy do. And the enemy, the way the enemy can creep in,
He set your eyes on God. That's verse 16. Come on, now look, the devil knows for a fact. He wants, if I want to listen to God, who you listen to? Don't you know yourself can be the enemy? Yourself can be the doggone enemy. Yeah, yourself. Saul will listen to himself, and I'm going to do it this way. How are you going to kill God and the prophet? You're going to do it this way. But God is so gracious. He let him live. David, God could talk to David, obey God. God could tell David, go kill him. God didn't do that. And he could have. But this man wanted David dead, and he surrendered his name for nothing because of jealousy. It's sad. It's so much jealousy in this world, in ministry. It's jealousy. It's really sad to be jealous of somebody. It's what you want. You want with somebody else. That where's your identity? Who are you? What God made you to be? Who are you with the man in the mirror? Why you want to be somebody else? Why you want what Elder got? Why you want what Lady Prevo got? Why you want what I got? Why you want what others got? Why you don't want what God has? God have an identity crisis. This is called jealousy. These are the type of things that happen when you allow this spirit of jealousy to creep in. You people will start lying on another person. Some people won't like a baby. I know what I'm talking about because I have seen it. I'm like, wow. I'm like, really? Really? I'm not only seeing it, baby. I experienced it. But I have elders. It's some folks don't like me. And then told some people, guess what? They believe the lie and they believe the truth. But hey, baby, I don't care. You does love a list. You really don't know who you are. Because you don't want what I get. I suffer for mine. And I'm still suffering for it. And it's the most suffering that got to come with to get what God has for me. I don't want what nobody gets. I only want what God has for me. And it's God. And David spared this man life, that spirit. I'm telling you, these spirits are real, y'all. These spirits are real. People don't get delivered. But they still walk around with that hatred. David, like David did something. David did not do nothing to him. Nothing got to learn. They come with it. People are going to be jealous. They're going to want what you have. They don't pray against you. Look. In the Bible, it's going to happen now. Okay? This happened in the Bible. Okay? David did not do anything. It does not change. But when you powerful like that, people get jealous. They get intimidated. They want that kind of power. Look, you don't know what David had to go through to get that. Just like David don't know what Saul had to go through. But David wasn't having an identity crisis. David knew exactly who he was in God. About Saul being in himself, being all selfish, and trying to do it his way instead of doing it the Lord way. It's going to always get you. When you ain't doing it the way God said, do it. Jealousy, lust, envy, all of them creep in because you're not doing it. You're not hearing God. You're going to hear the devil. How you going to follow God? You ain't hearing God. You ain't hearing nobody but the devil and yourself talk. So that's what Saul did. Saul followed himself. Saul did not do anything that the Lord told him to do. He had this. He did half what God said that he had his own other half. You can't do that, baby, with the Lord. You can't do that. No, you can't. No, you can't do that. You can't disrespect the Lord like that. God don't play that sin stuff. Oh, but he's so good. Give him chance after chance. The kids, it's sad. It's really sad that Saul's children had to die because of that. It's really sad. And then it's really sad that a powerful man, as like Saul was, committed suicide, child. But these are the type of things happen when you allow certain stuff into your spirit, man. And yes, it is that powerful. Don't say it ain't that deep. Oh, it is that deep. Because if it wasn't that deep, he wouldn't kill himself. If it wasn't that doggone deep, he wouldn't sold no meat. He had to go see a vision. He wasn't hearing from God. God, stop talking. God said, I'm not talking to you. You're not hearing me. And look, hey, we all been in that place. Look, we know when God stops speaking. God love us. God, like, when you ready to hear me, I come back and talk to you. Look, that's how good God is. I'm telling you, that's how good. That's the type of God that we serve, saints. He'll come back. When you ready to listen to me, I'll come back and talk. See, God don't leave. God never leaves us, saints. We leave him. But God, like, when you ready to listen to me, I will speak to you. But that is how powerful it's going on now. It's going on today. The spirit of jealousy. People are slandering people's name. People are spreading lies and rumors so people can like the other person's jealousy. People want what other people have. People, they doing witchcraft. Yeah. They doing witchcraft. All that. But all of this was in the Bible. Everything that's happened in the Bible is happening today. All this stuff creep in when one little sin of the spirit of jealousy creep in. I always tell people that take a person inventory of yourself. Don't ever allow this spirit of jealousy to creep in. And I promise you, the only way that it'll ever creep in, it creep in like this. It creep in when you get impatient with God. You know when God promises, but you know it's coming. But you want it quick, quick. You got to wait on God. Because we see when God do something, God don't do it small. God wants to do it big. God big. God don't do no little microwavable stuff. When God do something, it's like this old big old miracle. So you got to wait on God. But if you're not waiting on God and you get caught up in looking at what everybody else has, you get caught up and you could, it'll slip in. You got to be careful. I'm telling you, you got to be careful. You got to stay in God's prayer. You got to thank God for what he's about to do. Okay? And you got to be careful who you talk to. You got to be careful who you talk to. Come to those spirits, it transfer. It transfer. Seeing you blessed like that, they will not like you, and they will come for you. This all come with jealousy. All of this come with jealousy, y'all. That's the word for tonight is jealousy. And the God gave me is about Saul and David. David prospered, but Saul killed himself. That's what happened when you get in your flesh. That is what happened when you get in your flesh, when you don't do what thus says the Lord. These are the type of things that happen when God, when you say, you say, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, we are whole, okay, us, the ones that say that we say, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, and say the ones that hold titles, God holds us accountable more than anybody else, okay? You can't play with God with that. God will get your behind. Don't make a mockery out of God. Don't play with God. God will get your behind. Us, the one bringing forth the word, we will get in trouble with God. Don't make a mockery out of God. Don't talk about you about God, and you ain't nothing about God. You the opposite of God. You all about God. We ain't nobody looking. You ain't nothing of God. Okay, God gets sick of that too. I'm telling you, because I'm just picking it up in the spirit. He gets sick of that wishy-washy. You either in or you out. You either in or you out. Because that spirit of jealousy, y'all, is crazy. It's everywhere. It's so crazy. It's really crazy. It's really crazy in the world, but it's really crazy with the saints. The stuff that I hear, the stuff that I see, I say, oh, my God, that spirit of jealousy, my Lord. But God is still good. God is still on the throne. David still did what thus says. So of course, David made some mistakes now. David made some mistakes. Like I said, and I always loved David. Because when Nathan talked to David, David didn't walk around with an old attitude or Nathan against me. He saw pardon to take out Nathan or nothing. He took what that man said. I love that boy's spirit. I love David's spirit. He took it as he was so humble. He took it. He lost a child. He took it. He accepted it and he moved on. But David even had to reap what you sow. I'm sorry, it ain't no way around it, y'all. Just letting y'all know, you reap what you sow. Don't think you're doing wrong. You won't get away. You ain't gonna get. You're not gonna get away with it. I'm sorry, you're not. But even though David repented, he still planted a seed. And when you planted a seed, because he planted a seed of lust, and he planted a seed of lust, that spirit of lust transferred into his family like crazy, y'all. They not only, you got to be careful, I'm talking about spirits, y'all, and seeds you planted. David planted a seed of lust, and it transferred in his family. David planted a seed of murder, and it transferred in his family. You have to be careful what you put out there. You reap what you sow. You put that out there, it's going to come back. I cannot imagine how it feel for your child once you did. But that's what happened to David now. But you know what? David didn't turn on God. I'm telling y'all. David did not turn. He kept his eyes on the Lord. And they said, kill your David. I'm not killing my son. He did, but he did. Even though his children tried to kill him, David would. Even after his son raped his raped David's daughter. What you put out there, you get back. You reap what you sow. But it still does not change the fact that David is still a very powerful man of God. God chose David. Also, God chose Saul. But Saul didn't choose God. Here's the revelation. God chose David, just like God chose Saul. But Saul didn't choose God. That's why he didn't make it. I'm done, Elder. It's in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. It's God. Thank God for that powerful message. Praise God about jealousy. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace right after a quick break. We want to hear from Yolanda Adams real quick. Amen, because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that word on tonight on jealousy, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the woman of God that brought forth that word. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, and continue molding her and shaping her into the woman of God that you want her to be. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight, and amen. Praise God tonight. We thank God for that wonderful word. Hallelujah. Amen. From the woman of God on tonight. Amen. If anybody have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe a comment, hallelujah, on the word of God on tonight, the phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Hallelujah. At this time, will there be one? Amen. Thank God, amen, for Sister Valencia tonight. I thank God for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That word is a true word right there, jealousy, because it really made no sense for Saul to be jealous. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the woman of God said, the man was the king. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had all the power and all the authority in the land. He could have anything he wanted, do anything he wanted. Praise God. Didn't have to answer to nobody but God. Hallelujah. But you jealous of this little shepherd boy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Of something that ain't even happened yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I like the way she pointed out the fact, amen, she keyed on the fact that how he was able to slip up on him and cut off a piece of his robe. Hallelujah. He could have killed him. Praise God. And you see, he rebuked his people because his boys was like, David, you should have killed him right then. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you would have been one of them. You should have went ahead and took him out, David. I don't know what you're trying to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he had enough integrity. Hallelujah. See, that's when the real test comes. It's easy to say, I forgive you. Hallelujah. It's easy to say, amen, that you know, I'm going to let that slide. Hallelujah. It's easy to say, amen, I'm going to put it in God's hands and the balance is not mine, it's the Lord's. Praise God. But if the opportunity arises for you to take the matter into your own hands, praise God, when you feel like it's a quicker solution, hallelujah, when you can go ahead and get it over with right then and there, would you take it? Or was it in God's hands? Praise God. And in the end, everything worked out in David's favor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you right now, praise God, amen. If I take anything away from tonight, it's leave it in God's hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God will always prevail, big and better than you can. Praise God. He can solve it better than you can. Hallelujah. Nothing you can do can be better than what God can do. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that dynamic word on tonight. Hallelujah. Jealousy. Praise God. Some of us need to check ourselves. Are you jealous? Are you being a hater? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hating for no reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trust me, I know what that feels like to be hated on. You trying to figure out what you hate me for. Hallelujah. Amen. You got everything that everybody could dream of, praise God. Hallelujah. But you hating on somebody that ain't got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we thank God. I like this also. I like the way the woman of God say, what you go, amen, go consult a medium for. Hallelujah. She pointed out something that we do every day. We do this all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. We won't advice from somebody that we wouldn't take advice from when they were there. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We want advice from somebody who we wouldn't take the advice from when they were there. Praise God. Some of us wish our parents were still here, our spouses were still here. Praise God. Our friends, our teachers. Hallelujah. Our pastors. Hallelujah. Wish they were still here to tell us, hallelujah, what they already told us while they was here. When they was in your presence, they tried to tell you. Hallelujah. Now you want to go consult a medium. Praise God. And the woman of God say, well, why? You ain't going to listen? No way. You didn't listen to Samuel when he was here. Hallelujah. When he was in the flesh, you didn't want to listen to them Samuel had to say, but now he's gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you want to hear from Samuel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't we take it in while they're here, while they're in our presence? God don't send people in your presence to tell you something. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God repeatedly. Hallelujah. Like the woman of God said, it ain't like he disobeyed God and God kicked him off the throne like right then and now. It wasn't that day. It wasn't that week. Hallelujah. It wasn't that month. It wasn't that year. It wasn't even that decade. It was a couple of decades later. He sat on that throne a long time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Almost a generation, a little bit more than a generation. Praise God. He sat on that throne and kept messing up the wrong thing. Kept listening to the people instead of listening to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And had the nerve to be jealous. Hallelujah. Jealous of a shepherd boy that's going to take, jealous of somebody going to take your spot, but you still got the spot. So while you in the spot, why don't you do something with it? Praise God. Hallelujah all tonight. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God all tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have tuned in on tonight, everybody that called in, everybody out there listening to the recording. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. We encourage you. Amen. Go find us on Facebook and like, amen, the page, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Amen. You can also shoot me a friend request at Elder Andre Prevost Senior. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of y'all. We will be back on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Hallelujah. With Bishop Page and Care Church Incorporated. Praise God on Sunday morning. And then Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Starting at 5 o'clock sharp. Praise God. Don't be late. We're starting a discussion. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the word of God straight up. Hallelujah. And uncut. Hallelujah. We got our panel of experts or our panel of truth seekers will be calling in and weighing in on whatever our subject will be this Sunday. But I'm telling you, it's always an exciting discussion, and we invite you to call in and join in on the discussion. That is Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock Central Time. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. And let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together once again in your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the word that came forth on tonight. We ask that that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And as we leave this place, remember from your presence, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide and Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed one. No matter.
let the church say, the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church
say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does.
Hey!
I want you to look at them and say, like the dew in the morning, may he rest upon your heart. May he saturate you with his glory. Come on, look at them and say, may he saturate you with his glory. Come on, we're going to sing to our neighbor tonight. Come on, let's sing it this way. Yeah.
Like the dew in the morning.
May he rest upon your heart.
May he rest upon your heart.
Come on, turn to your neighbor and sing it. Come on, look at somebody and sing it to them.
Like the dew.
Oh,
around me.